Proclamation number 6871 of 13th of July, 1957. Help of God's servants to build the bridge. Where your work for me is done, my working can now also begin if hard resistance is not put up against me. But first a bridge must have been built. For open resistance means a deep gulf which still separates people from me. Thus your work is by no means unimportant or unnecessary, for you can help build this bridge. It is to be built from your side, because the gulf has also arisen from your side. And if the human being himself does not set to work to bridge the gulf again, then his fellow human being must give him an impetus and help him to tackle that work. But then I'm certainly ready with my help and now also send my helpers to him. And I myself will now come to meet him in order to make the path to me easy for him. To every human being the grace of God obviously approaches once. To every human being I once stretch out the hand which he should take. I speak to every human being once so clearly that his heart must be touched if he only allows himself to be addressed without inner resistance. Every person once stands at a crossroads and sees a narrow path which leads upwards, whereas the other path is flat and appears more tempting to him. But if he has the inner drive to ascend, then he also chooses the narrow path. And again my messengers stand on the path whose guidance or instructions he only needs to follow. And you, my servants on earth, are such messengers who should constantly be active for me. But as long as you are still on earth, in the midst of the world and its dangers, in the midst of people who have no urge to rise from the abyss, it will also cost you again and again effort to lead these people to the narrow path, for they usually only listen to you unwillingly and pass you by. Nevertheless, you should not cease to call them and draw their attention to the path of ascent, because their will first has to be stimulated before I myself can confront them in order to offer myself as their guide. Yet open resistance repels me. I do not break open resistance by force but hold myself back. Your will is turned towards me and yet you are still closer to people than I am, because you yourselves walk amongst them as a human being. Hence you can influence your fellow human beings in a favorable way, whereas I am still prevented from influencing them precisely because of their resistance, which proves that they belong to my adversary. If you only succeed in breaking the hard resistance, then the human being will also occasionally look beyond the gulf he still faces himself, and then he will mentally build a bridge, for thoughts that are already turned towards me are the first pillars which are supported by me so that they do not collapse. From me it would truly be easy to build a bridge to you humans on earth. I have also built this bridge through my act of salvation, thus it exists but can only become visible to the human being when he acknowledges me as the Redeemer and calls out to me. And this always means giving up his resistance, his free will becoming active. Therefore the desire to bridge the gulf must come from him. And that this desire is awakened in him is what you shall achieve through your vineyard work, which precisely consists of proclaiming my gospel to people, of directing their thoughts to the area where I'm the unrestricted ruler, so that they therefore also remember me and my power and glory. If they are now able to recognize me as a God of love, then they will no longer resist my illumination of love. And then I will also be able to exert my influence without applying any coercion of will. The human being's freedom of will necessitates your assistance, Because of freedom of will, I cannot express myself so obviously that they've to come to believe in me. But you can tell them the same thing I have to tell them. Yet they can believe you or not. They can also reject you because what they hear through you is not yet 100% proof. But it can touch their hearts. They can feel that it is truth and give up their resistance. And then your preliminary work will have been successful. Then I myself will be able to intervene. And then the gulf which separated us will also be overcome. The ascent will be covered effortlessly because I myself can now guide the human being so that he will safely reach the aim. Amen.